Welcome to Rampocalypse Talks Fear the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and together we are the greatest mother and son Fear the Walking Dead podcast duo ever in the history of ever.
Yes.
That's a really long time.
That is a really, really long time. Longer than some people ended up watching this show. So, but I'm hoping that maybe this episode changes that for a lot of people, because we are here to discuss Season 2, Episode 3, Ouroboros. That's how I like to pronounce it.
I wouldn't have even been able to come up with anything. Where did you come up with the pronunciation?
Well, I seem to recall that that's how it sounded like it was pronounced when I played the Resident Evil games. I feel like we've discussed this at some point, because I know I was super excited about this episode before it aired because of the title, the Ouroboros. that was something to do with bad things in Resident Evil.
I think it was
Resident Evil 5 or 6. And yeah, I mean, it's something to do with zombies or something along those lines.
Oh, okay. I can see that. That would sort of work into
whatever, you know, maybe episode. I'm pulling things out of my ass. Who knows?
It would not be the first time.
So I say we get it right into it. I'm going to give the episode description really quickly to set the table, you know, and place setting. I'm putting out the plates. I'm putting out the utensils.
Yeah, but the question is, do you know which order the silverware goes? That's the really big question.
Because
I think
it goes on the table.
No. I think the answer is no.
I think you're correct. So in this episode, Madison confronts Strand about his undisclosed destination. Nick, Alicia, and others. Man, what a slight there. Nick, Alicia, and others?
Being classified as the others.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, what?
I think Daniel is slightly above being called the others.
Yeah,
whoever
not.
Came up with this episode description. Chris, I might throw you in there as the others.
Yeah.
But Nick, Alicia, and Daniel and Chris inspect a plane crash site, which was very cool because it tied into the Flight 462 things that haunted our television screens during the Walking Dead episodes last season.
Which I quickly gave up on.
I did too. I gave up on those after probably the third one. It's just, that's not my idea of a good time of 42 seconds week to week.
Right. It, who can remember what happened in that? I mean, I know you do. You have farts that last longer than that.
Exactly.
So,
if I could let one go right now and
you would
demonstrate to of you fine people listening.
It could be like the background music for the entire podcast. That's how big these farts are.
Yes. I have a full orchestra back there sometimes. So, and it even has intermission. So
that's disgusting.
To be honest, I went back and watched the entirety of the Flight 462. Yeah, I did it today. Because these characters, I did not remember their names, and I still don't even really know their names, because I think they went, the little Asian girl.
Her name is Alex.
Her name's Alex, but I think it was Charlie in Flight 462.
It was not. Her name was Alex.
I'm telling you, everybody in the Walking Dead family thought her name was Charlie.
Seriously?
Reviews are calling her Charlie. I'm pretty sure somebody said Charlie in Flight 462. I didn't pay attention, to be totally honest. I was doing this while at work.
Now I'm going to have to watch that. That's terrible. Poor girl.
Yeah, I don't know, but I did go back and watch it, and I have to say that they should have just released it as a webisode, much like they did in the first couple of seasons of The Walking Dead, because it was actually pretty good. Some of the production quality was kind of crap, but overall, it was a very interesting story to think, just kind of like what we're getting in Fear of the Walking Dead now. We're seeing The Walking Dead, the zombie apocalypse from a different perspective of how would the zombie apocalypse go on the ocean. We got to see in Flight 462, how would the shit go down in an airplane?
Which would be the worst thing ever.
Miserable. It would be, especially if you were on like a Spirit flight, Allegiant flight, a Frontier flight, one of those really shitty planes that
where you're like all piled up on top of each other and
It would be it would be really bad. So I did go back and watch it, and I would just say, hey, if you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. You can find it. Just search Flight 462, and
you can also find it on AMC's website.
That too. You know,
I'm sorry. I mean, I hate to go to the source and everything, but you can go to the source.
That's true. You can, but you have to have AMC though.
No, not to see that.
Oh, you don't? Okay, good. All right. Well, then go to AMC.com, the official place to get Flight 462 from the unofficial official Best Mother and Son Fear the Walking Dead podcast duo. So what did you think about this episode though?
I loved this episode, and you have no idea how excited I am to say that I loved a Fear the Walking Dead episode. This one made it where I actually am, I think I can go ahead and watch episode number 4. Because I wasn't sure. This one was good. It had a lot of good things for me. A lot of good interactions, a lot of good tension, and some good walkers.
Yeah, I would agree with all of the above. The only thing that I will disagree on is that it's not even really in a disagreement. How many times have you seen this episode?
One.
Okay, see, I've seen it 3 times now.
Mm-hmm.
And I will completely agree with you upon my first initial viewing, really enjoyed it. Like, it was a noticeably better quality episode compared to what we've been receiving over probably, I'll just throw it out there, probably the entire series thus far.
I didn't want it to end.
No, I agree with you. I think it was a lot of fun, and it was an episode where it felt natural. You know, the action felt natural. The like you said, the tension felt natural. The things that occurred to our group just felt like a natural progression of events, as opposed to what we've been seeing in the past, where everything is honestly was just a direct result of our characters' dumb decisions.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which
dumbassery.
Yes, the dumbassery was just way too blatant the first couple of episodes, and that's okay. Like, I get it. You know, a lot of people complain about Fear the Walking Dead, the dumb decisions that they make, and you know, we've talked about it before that we've got to remember that this is the onset. You know, we don't know all the things that we've learned on The Walking Dead, so you know, our characters are going to make asinine, idiotic decisions, but they just were making them a little bit too much, and that was really the only thing that was driving the action. So but yeah, I agree with you. I really liked it, but I will say that they're not quite there yet upon subsequent viewings.
Yeah.
Because then that's when you start to be like, ah, damn, what? Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know.
You mean like picking it apart?
Yeah, like picking it apart. And I think Evan says it best. He messaged us on our Facebook, which is The Walking Naked. He said, I think it's getting better, and I'm glad it's extra work for my DVR. At this point, I sort of consider it watching minor league baseball, and The Walking Dead is major league. Still watching and hoping for good progress from the West Coast survivors. And I'll agree with that. I definitely think it's getting better. This episode, markedly better.
Yes, I thought so too. I mean, we do a lot of times we'll do a top 3.
Yes.
Sometimes we'll combine them, because especially with Fear the Walking Dead, because we don't have enough to make an individual top 3s. But this time I had plenty of things for me to choose from. So, which is nice, instead of going, I kind of like the way her hair looked in that scene. So yeah, you know, I'll go with that.
Yeah, no, I know we've struggled at points trying to find like a really good top 3, but I'm with you. I think this episode, it had a lot of things to like. It offered us a lot of really cool Walking Dead stuff, lots of cool zombie stuff. So I say we just head right into the top 3, so that way we can get right into it and discuss those cool things. And then I have a very important question for you after that.
Did you write it down?
I did write it down somewhere.
Okay, good. Because we'll both forget. And then we'll finish the podcast off and we'll be talking afterwards. And you're like, ah, I forgot to ask you that question. Okay. Well, my number three is Stran and Madison's showdown after Maddie finds out that, you know, Victor has plans to go to Rosarita in Baja. She says, you know, they kind of come to a conclusion that they'll agree to be on the same team, you know, for now. What did she say? So we don't, or we're going to just eat, I don't know, something something weird. You know, something like that.
We're just going to eat each other, damn it.
I'm like, what?
I don't recall saying she was going to eat him.
You've seen it three times.
I thought
I've only
that
seen
she
it
said
once.
We got to have each other's backs, but...
Well, they did. It was before they having each other's backs. And I'm like, you're going to... Okay, I don't know. You're on a boat.
Maybe Madison goes about partnering with people a completely different way.
Yes,
I mean, as
exactly.
I told you last week, she has Punani powers.
She does have Punani powers, so yes. Which she was trying to use again in this episode. But
she used them, and then she retracted them.
Yeah, it's true. She did tell him that even, you know, if he even looks at her family in the wrong way, she's going to throw him overboard. And he's like, bitch, please. You know, so, and he tells her, you know, you're not a killer. And she just gives him that stare like, you have no idea.
Yeah. I'm going to poo-poo on this one. This is the only one that
okay.
I will. Because
okay.
this is what, when I watched the first time, really dug that scene. When I watched it the second and third time, it started to fall apart a little bit for me because that was one of those moments that I did feel like it was unnatural because...
Well, Strand gave in kind of easy on it.
Well, no, it's not. It wasn't even Strand. It wasn't even the fact that Strand gave in. And I don't mind. Like, I like the initial part of that conversation where she's like, tell me what's going on.
She says we're
going
to eat each other.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I liked her talking about she was going to eat Strand. I mean, Strand might be a very delicious meal. I mean,
He looks like he'd be kind of chewy, though, because, I mean, he, you know.
He's muscular.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's kind of fit. He's mm-hmm. probably going to be a little bit chewy. Mm-hmm. But I guess to explain it very easily, I guess, or tell you very easily why I dislike that is because they go from coming to an agreement, everything's good, and then immediately after that, she has to throw the... If you do anything, I'll throw you off the boat.
Don't you end all your agreements that way? You know, you hash
make
it out.
Make me that pizza. I'm going to throw you off the boat.
Exactly. No, it's make me that pizza. And the person says, hey, no problem. I'll make you the pizza. And then you have to say something dickish like, well, you know, if you don't do it, I'm, you know. I mean, yeah,
it's
it was.
It's the Michonne syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
From season three of The
right.
Walking Dead, where the governor is like, hey, Michonne, you want some ice cream? Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly. Here's a nice clean bed with clean sheets and some clean clothes for you. Oh, and would you like me to scramble you some eggs?
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want your stupid eggs.
I don't want any stupid eggs. I want these rocks over here that I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate your face.
Yeah, so the I hate you for really no reason because... When you think about it, we're on dude's fine boat. Eating,
on my goddamn boat.
Yeah, exactly. Eating his, you know, gosh darn food.
Yeah.
And I think I'd probably kiss ass just a little bit more, to
be
honest. Seriously, you wouldn't kiss somebody's ass, this big, muscular dude, that the boat belongs to him.
No, I wouldn't kiss his ass. And we'll get, I think, okay, well, I'll get in. Don't want to get into that with you now.
Okay.
Okay. Because there was one other thing that kind of annoyed me in the episode. And it didn't annoy me. It was actually really cool.
Yeah.
But I think it was a little bit unrealistic because at the end of the episode, Strand, I don't want to mess up if this is your top three.
I appreciate that because that... I've worked very hard to get to that point, but
yeah.
No, they did not make my top three, even though they should have. But
okay.
Like I said, I had too many to choose from, so they did not.
Okay, so at the very end, when Strand cuts off And you know, let's
Jake and Alex or Charlie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. let's them two go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love the moment. Loved it. Like, that could have been in my top three because it was like a badass moment of, you know, again, we've got this dude. He's super pragmatic. He's like, this is it. Nobody else is getting saved around here. You guys were the lucky assholes that are getting saved,
yeah.
But nobody else. So I love that moment. But, okay, dude's on the boat with like eight, I don't know how many other people are on the boat. Let's just say six. Is it six? I don't know.
Okay, let's just go for, yeah.
I'd have to count
some
them up,
people,
and we know that we're not good with math.
Nick and Alicia and others.
Yeah, exactly. Nick, Alicia, and these others. These other fools. They could overtake him relatively quickly. So.
Okay, so you didn't see the previews for next week.
No, I have not. I haven't seen the previews. And, well, I've seen a preview where they're building towards that to where,
yes.
You know,
and they even have somebody floating in the water that they try to make look very much like Strand.
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen the preview for next week or anything. But that's my only thing. I'm just like, now slow your roll there a little bit, Strand. I get that you don't want to take anybody else on, but these dudes are literally floating behind your boat. You know, it's not like
you already gave them resources.
Yeah, you gave them a boatload of water.
What was the point of giving them resources if you're going to cut them off? Leave them on the shore.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm sorry. Well, no. Okay, no, we'll get to it later. We'll get to
it. Well,
you're
not going to give any of my stuff if I'm going to cut you loose. Now, I think that's the other side of Strand where, you know, I think he wants to be completely ruthless, but he doesn't completely have it in him. So he gives him the water, and that's kind of like, well, I gave you this water, but I'm about to cut you loose. So you're not going to die immediately. It's going to be a slow, horrible death.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like the only reason that they got water and other resources was because he didn't want to start an argument with everyone else on the boat.
He wanted to appease the rest of Nick, Alicia, and the others.
Uh-huh, and the others. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, but...
That's fair. I just, it was, those two things struck me as a little bit odd. The fact that Madison just flip-flopped so quickly. It was like they had to get that zinger in there.
Yeah.
Because the scene on its own to me was fine. I thought they came to an agreement. You know, Madison, she was, you know, steadfast in the sense that she went straight to him and was like, what the hell's going on? You tell me where we're going. So she was really stern on that end.
Okay.
And I thought that was good.
Okay. But why? Why is it good? Why is it a big issue that we're going to Rosarita? Who gives a rat's patootie? We already know that the military has, you know, basically blown up all of California. So going to Mexico, not an issue. It's lovely there.
Yes.
You know, there's great tequila, hopefully, that somebody has left behind.
That's very true.
So I don't understand why they want to argue about it. What is the issue? Why do they care?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Let's just get out of here.
I don't know. I don't know why they care so much, and I don't know why, you know, well.
And why does he have to ask anybody? You got on my damn boat.
Well, okay. Going back to one of our earlier things that we discussed, I think for episode two, or it was either episode two or episode one, where I threw out the theory that that maybe Strand is some kind of person, not necessarily a super evil person, but one of those people that he won't be the one that enslaves you, but he will sell you into slavery.
Yeah.
So I feel like that there's something with him that he's going to, whoever is there in Rosarita or whatever, they either need workers or something. And he's like, well, I got some people.
Okay.
I already know that Daniel's a good fisherman. I know that Nick's fearless, so that means he'll go scavenge for stuff like
right,
a la
right.
Glenn.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna stop you right here.
Yeah, yeah.
They have not acted like at all that they felt that those were his motives. You know, they haven't indicated that in any way.
No, no.
They just feel like, you didn't tell me. You didn't clear this with me. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
If they are concerned that he has some kind of strange ulterior motives,
yeah,
then they need to to bring that up instead of just, you didn't ask me where we're gonna go.
That's true. Yes, because apparently that's very important when you're on the ocean. So, yeah. Other than just floating around and enjoying the scenery. So another thing that was funny that, and I feel like this is where I'm nitpicking. I'm like, damn it, I don't want to nitpick because I actually really like this episode. But whenever Strand, because this was a part of that conversation with Madison, when he says, you know what the real danger is out on the ocean? People. Strangers. First thing I thought of is I did not realize that there were that many people living out on the ocean.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you don't typically run into strangers out there a whole lot.
I know this. I did not realize that that was something that was to be worried about, is running out on the ocean and just, you know, coming up on civilizations, you know, of people, like we're in Atlantis or something. That's where we're gonna run up on Aquaman and all his folks. So yeah,
which would be awesome.
That would be cool. You know,
especially if it was played by you know who,
Khal Drogo.
No.
Jason
no.
Momoa.
Vinny. From, you know, that show that we watched on HBO, you know.
Yeah.
With the turtle in the gang. He played Aquaman.
Oh, Entourage.
Yes,
I thought you said Benny, and I was totally lost.
I said Benny.
My bad.
Vincent Chase,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And drama, and turtle, and E, and, you know,
all those guys.
Yeah,
okay.
The Chase Eds. Yeah. Okay. So do you have a number three, or do you just bitch about all of mine?
Yes, I do have a number three. My number three is Alex taking out people left and right, destroying that Wall Street creeper dude that tried to basically stab Jake in the middle of the night. That was awesome. And then I want to know what she did to the Ging, because we know that he's the one clogging the boat up.
Yeah, that she got pissed, I guess, because he said, you know, just put him out of his misery, and then, you know, they fade to black, and you think that that's what she did, but she put the ginger out.
Yeah,
with a knife straight to his eye.
It something brutal happened between the ginger.
Hey, it was a knife. Did you not see the knife?
No, I didn't see the knife. I don't think so.
Oh, I will screenshot that bitch for you and send it to you. So.
Oh, no. It's not that I don't believe you. I mean, he got it. Well, I know I saw it whenever
he had something sticking out of his eye. I don't know what it was.
Well, whenever he came up floating out of the water, I saw it then. That's when I definitely saw it. Yeah.
Oh, no, that was what I was talking about, because they didn't show her killing him.
Yeah. And well, no, I know that. But I didn't see, you know, because Travis comes up on him and his arms like in the.
Oh, you're right.
In the pipes or whatever.
In the intake. And so it could have been Travis.
Yeah. I don't know. But I know he's dead, and he wasn't dead when we left off. So
I think you're right. I think it was Travis that did that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, but you put two and two together. He got off the raft some way or another, and I'm guessing it was Alex that killed his ass and put him off the raft. Because yeah, he was acting like he was trying to strong arm her into taking Jake out, and she was having none of that. So I really like her character. We just spoke about the fact that Strand cut him off and released them, which really sucks because she's, to me, one of the more interesting characters that we've met. But it's probably because we don't know a lot.
I don't think she's done.
You know, I don't think so. Why would they have done this like whole web series?
Right. Yeah. So I think they built her character up way too much to cut her loose in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Now she's just going to be a pissed off strong character.
Yeah, very true. I don't know how she's going to get back to them, but I hope she does.
I don't either. She's been resourceful so far, so.
Yeah, that is gross. And we're back, people, by the way. We're experiencing lovely technical difficulties trying to get this number two out.
Exactly.
Number two is always the most difficult to get out, especially as you get older, people.
It's so sad. And we're two grown-ass people laughing about number two jokes.
I hope I laugh about number two jokes when I'm 105, if I happen to live that long.
You will, because you'd love them now. So, all right. So my number two favorite thing in this episode was Nick discovering that being soaked in Walker gore is camouflage. So I loved his whole come to the rescue thing that he was doing. He didn't realize that being covered in gross blood was going to be beneficial to him and make it where, you know, the walkers weren't going to attack him. It did seem like it was extra special camo, though, because, you know, in The Walking Dead, we walk slow. We don't make any, you know, jolty kind of movements, even though we're covered in guts.
He was moving quickly.
He was moving very quickly, and he was staring that dude right in the face.
Yeah, that was a very interesting moment, and it was a cool moment, too, because it really illustrated that point that Strand was telling him a couple of episodes ago of why he's valuable to the group is because he's fearless, and it was a really cool moment. I love the fact that Nick got a new outfit. I think that was one of my favorite things, the captain shirt.
It was a horrible outfit. It could have been cute had it not been stained. I mean, it looked like it had baby poop on it.
Baby poop.
It did.
I'll wear the baby poop shirt and I will rock it just like Nick did. I loved his shirt. We were just talking about this a second ago because I happen to be looking at a picture of Alicia right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I said earlier.
What did you say about her boobs? What did you say about her boobs?
Shut your whore mouth. Oh, man. Okay. I said she had very, very nice boobs in this episode. Like, I don't know if they were on full. They were on, like, display for some reason this episode. Yeah. She had that little tank top thing, and it was I was just like, woo! Hey, girl. Hello. I didn't know that those were down there, but those are cool. But yeah, she looked great in this episode. She didn't make any of our top three, but we were also talking off air about that this episode, she really brought her character from the 100, which is like this true badass, and which has been so difficult to watch her on Fear the Walking Dead, knowing that she is, and it's not the actress. Don't get me wrong. It has nothing to do with the actress, but the fact that they had written this such a strong badass character on the 100, and then on Fear of the Walking Dead, she's been borderline useless for the last 8 episodes or whatever. And in this episode, she was really badass, and she looked really hot too. So
yeah, and she used some similar lines to the 100. Yes. That, you know, the whole idea of, you know, hey, we're kids. We've got this. We're not asking you for permission. We're going to go to the shore and pick through the luggage. See if I can find me another cute shirt that shows off my boobage.
So, yeah. We appreciate that.
Right.
Okay. And I wanted to point out too, this was my number one as well. This was my number one. It was your number two. The entire group fighting off the Walker herd. It was super badass. I love Nick saving the day with the whole Walker blood, just like you stated a second ago. One thing that I've noticed about the show, and it's not that I didn't notice it before, but I think it's finally really, really settling into my brain. It only took, 9 episodes deep. The fact that in this episode, which was so cool about it, is the kids finally stepped up. They were badasses in this episode. Truly awesome. Even the annoying ass character of Chris.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to get into something more with him, but he at least showed me something in this episode. And I just realized for whatever reason that this show it's as much about the teenagers as it is about the grownups. Because, you know, we have The Walking Dead, and that's really, it's more of a grown-up show. Like this one almost kind of feels like it should be on the CW as opposed to AMC.
Yes.
And it definitely, to me, feels like it should not be on Sunday nights. I think this show would have worked amazingly well on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday night, as most of the CW shows like The Flash and Arrow and iZombie and all those shows, they're on during the week. You get these Sunday night shows that, to me, are very, and I'm not saying that this show's not adult-driven, but I think it's focused more on the teenagers than any of us realized before we signed on to Fear the Walking Dead. And so far, they've been really, really annoying. And a lot of the reasons why a lot of the viewers have been turned off, they're just like, man, fuck this show. I'm sick of these annoying ass teenagers doing stupid things, being teenagers. I got two of them at the house. I don't want to see more of them making stupid decisions on my TV screen. But this episode, they really stepped up. It was awesome. I don't know. Hopefully this is like they've turned the page completely with the teenagers in this show, and they're gonna continue to be badasses and kind of progress as characters a little bit more throughout the rest of the season. But
and they probably will, and they'll kill off all the grown-ups, and they'll be, you know, I mean, I think that's what it's all about.
Get rid of those grown-ups. They're taking all my Social Security away. You know, that when I get old.
That's right. That's right. All right. So are we ready for my number one, or did you give your number two?
No. Well, no. That was my number one. But go ahead. You give your number one.
My number one.
And
all right.
I'll give you my number two.
No. Go ahead. Do your number two. Do your number two.
Okay. All right. I'll do my number two.
Okay.
You don't
do
have
it.
To ask me
Just
twice.
Do it. No, I know. You'll do it when no one wants you to.
Yes. Okay. My number two was the Joe's Crab Shack Walker.
Oh, bing, 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 bing. That's my number one. So
oh,
we
that's
just
your number one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. It's almost like we planned this out.
I know it. I loved that. It was stuck in the sand while it was being eaten by crabs. And, you know, it ate the crabs while the crabs were eating it. I mean, that was glorious.
It was really creepy. That's not something we've seen ever on The Walking Dead that I can recall where you've got a walker that's incapacitated, basically, and you see animals eating it.
I know, and then it grabs the crab and shoves it in its mouth. I just thought that was great. That was so cool.
It was very cool.
Yeah, I was excited. I was excited because we got a walker, like you said, that we have not seen mm-hmm. in The Walking Dead. So it's nice to get something fresh.
Yes. And it was creepy.
And it was super creepy. So,
yeah.
And then, you know, then Nick sliding down on top of it was great for me because, again, I enjoyed the tension in this episode. So, because I was going, shit, 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 shit. So.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I thought it was so cool getting to see so much tension in that scene because the initial, you know, my number one was the group fighting off the walker herd, and that was basically your number two, you know, mainly focusing in on Nick. But prior to that happening, whenever Alex comes running down, Alex, Charlie, whatever the hell her name is, whenever she comes running down from the top of that sand hill, there was zero tension for me there. Like, it was almost kind of like comedic. Whenever she's running from the walkers and she's screaming, they're coming. And it almost reminded me, I think there's like a comedy sketch or something where, you know, this dude's like running away. Oh, no, it's Austin Powers. It's the movie Austin Powers where I think it's in the second one where, you know, Austin Powers and Elizabeth Hurley's character, maybe in the first one, they're in that hallway and they've got like the. What is that? The steamroller or something?
Oh yeah.
And the guy's like, don't run me over. And he's like a mile or two away.
Yes.
And so that's what it reminded me of because they were. Oh, I'm like, oh my god, there's no way they're gonna catch up to them. These walkers, one, they're slow. Two, they're in freaking sand. Like,
I know, but would you not run? Would you skip, or would you just go? Oh, hey, by the way, they are coming over the hill.
I get it. I get why they would be running. I'd be running too. But it was just a funny moment. It led to some really, really like awesome stuff that was very tension filled with the group getting overrun by that herd, you know, because they got caught up in this little tight little spot, so it made it more suspenseful. But the initial thought was it was just funny, but the whole Nick with the Joe's Crab Shack Walker was great.
That was cool. I didn't understand though why Daniel pulled out his gun and started shooting at him. I mean, okay, maybe he has, let's just say, 9 rounds.
Yeah. there was a little bit more than nine walkers. That's definitely for sure. So okay, I have to ask you, we've got to we've got to get into this question before we get into my final question for you about this episode, or one of the two final questions. We started a tradition last week.
Yes, we did.
With our dumbass of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you nominate as dumbass of the week this week?
Okay. And that was, you know, it's been so easy in the past to come up with that. This time it was kind of hard. And for me, I actually nominated Strand for dumbass of the week.
Wow.
Because he cut the raft loose in the middle of the ocean. Why make an enemy? I mean, you know, he's assuming that they're done for. But why make an enemy like that? And plus, it was just a dick move after you gave them resources and cut them loose. Just pull them down the coast a little bit further and say, hey, go here. I don't know. I didn't like it at all. I did not like that. And so for that, I think he's a dumbass.
Yeah. And for that, he's a dumbass.
I'm sorry, you know, I'm using the term just a little bit differently, maybe than normal. Dumbass / dick. Move,
yeah.
You know.
They both start with the letter D.
Exactly.
That was such a funny scene, though. I wrote in my notes, I said, are they really fighting about letting homegirl on the boat? We can drag them to San Diego. The fuck? Because it's just like, what? Are you literally going to drag this person in the ocean to San Diego?
Well, okay, so what's funny about that?
What's funny about that is because they were fighting over it to me. Like, it's just, I mean it in the sense of it's funny that that they were really fighting over this and that people would be this ruthless, I guess. That's what I'm laughing about.
Okay, I would have let them on the boat, except Jake looked pretty sick.
I would
sick.
Not have let Jake on the boat.
And he looks like he could have turned at any moment. So I get not letting him on the boat. But once you let them on and you let your guard down just a little bit, they become a member. And then it's hard to say, you know, okay, we're to the next town down, get off the boat.
Oh, yeah. It does make it extremely more difficult. I'm with you there.
Yeah. But again, I didn't understand the whole thing at all. So I think he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
Who's your dumbass?
I'm with you. It was really hard to pick a dumbass of the week this week. You know, I typically in the past I would have said Chris is my go-to.
I know.
Or Alicia.
I know.
But neither one of them did anything stupid. I know a lot of fans will disagree with me and say that Chris was a dumbass for going off on his own. Yes, that was stupid.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the dumbass move. Because I agree, Strand's move, definitely dumbass. He made a whole lot of new enemies that already felt skeptical about him. So for me, I have to go with my main man, Nick, which I feel really bad about because I love him. And his dumbass moment of the week led to our number one and number two moments. But when you're up there on top of a creepy, nasty ass walker and you let yourself slip and fall down into the pit, you gotta win dumbass of the week, according to me.
No. See, I'm sorry. I'm kidding, because I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to try to pin this on him. You're going to try to pin this on him. Of course, he hears the walker making noises. You have to investigate because you need to see how close a danger is to you.
Oh, you do. Let me go
exactly.
Down there where I may not be able to get out.
Okay, he just stood on the top of the cliff. He didn't know that, you know, it was going to break loose and he was going to slide down it. If he didn't, to me, he didn't do anything stupid. Now, he could have been a little more cautious. Yes.
Yes.
You, if it would have been you, because you're afraid of heights,
exactly.
You would have crawled to the edge.
Exactly.
And so there would have been no issue with you going over.
That's what I've got to say. I mean, the definition of dumbassery to me
is
when you're careless, you're reckless, you do things that are idiotic.
It wasn't an idiotic move. I disagree with you.
You say no, I say yes.
Yes, and I say you're wrong.
I don't
So,
know
and I'm your
how
mother, so.
I yeah, that would be your strand line right there.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't know how we decide this. I will have to say that I would love to hear from the peoples out there. If you've listened to this episode this long with our technical difficulties and everything, we want to know who's right and who's wrong. Am I right? And was Nick the dumbass of the week? Don't be swayed by
By
his
how
heroic
nice,
actions.
yeah, and how good he looked with blood on his
Yeah,
face.
don't be swayed by that, people. I know that that's the first thing. Nick's not a dumbass. He was awesome.
He was awesome, and Stran was a dumbass by cutting them loose. So I'm just saying, vote for whoever you want, but I'm right.
You could almost
So
say that Travis was the dumbass by letting everybody know that he knows like these, Mr. Fix-It skills, because then he had to go mess with that all the crap, and he had to like stick his hand in that nasty sludge.
that was really so disgusting, but
It
it was so
was.
cool.
It was. It was very cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know who wins this week. Is Kelly right or am I right? You can let us know. You can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can tweet at us. It's thewalkingnaked. You can let us know on Facebook. You can let us know in a review. And you can just
Yes.
say the dumbass of the week, real winner is Justin.
Is both of you guys.
Yeah.
You're
Yeah,
both dumbasses,
you're both
but five
dumbasses.
stars.
Yeah, you're both dumbasses. Okay, so I want to wrap up with two things. I have two questions from this episode. Okay, never mind. Do I have three? Damn
Oh,
it.
please, God, please,
Okay,
no.
these are really rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Well, two of them are. Shut your face. I knew that laugh was coming. Okay, number one question, will we see Alex and Jake again? I think we already touched on it. I'm not really sure if we touched on it because we've recorded a few different times.
It was
So.
we touched on it in one that you got pissed off and deleted.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yes, I think that we will, because I think her character is very strong, whether it's Alex or Charlie. It just seems like it'd be silly for them to build her up as much as they did and then cut her loose in the middle of the ocean, and literally cut her loose in the middle of
In
the
the
ocean.
ocean,
Yeah.
yes.
So,
Literally
okay.
and figuratively.
Yes. Next question.
Okay. Well, I think we already answered this one. What will happen between Strand and the group now? According to the preview for next week, shit goes downhill real quick for
Yeah.
Strand. Okay, but so question B to that, do you think that Strand is looking to sell off our group to some, what do you call it? Like they're bad guys. What do they call those people? Oh man, they're like they're well, no, like right now, okay, like I'm struggling to think what they call them. It happens in Africa all the time right now, where like these like groups will come in and they'll like take over a little spot of the town or the city. What are they called? They're not terror. They're not labeled terrorists, but they're basically terrorists. Damn it, I can't
I
think of the
don't
word.
know, but
Okay, move on. But whatever those people are, they're bad people.
Yes,
They make you do things that you don't want to do.
okay. Whether it's sex traffickers
Yeah.
or mules,
Drug
drug,
mules.
yeah. I'm not sure where you came up with that theory.
A couple episodes ago.
So no, I know when you did. Where you came up with it, I don't know, is what I'm saying. So at this point, for me, I still don't feel that way. So my answer would be no.
Well,
I
see,
don't.
okay, I'm not the only one. Now,
Oh.
I came up with this. I'd never read anything else about this, but I got backup now because I can hear it in your voice how you're questioning me, and I don't like it.
Oh,
So
I'm just
I'm
no.
about to
Okay,
right there.
what I'm questioning was, oh, your backup is the internet,
Hey.
and they're always right. So that was where you heard what you heard
Only
it
like the
first.
internet when it
Okay, all
validates
right.
me.
So what is everybody on the internet saying?
Well, not everybody, but this one person says this. So it says so in this review, it's on IGN. It says, so now we're off to Mexico to a fortified, self-contained estate that Strand is racing to be a part of. Would this suggest that he's also in the drug trade? Oh man, Way to label everybody in Mexico part of the drug trade.
exactly.
Just kidding. But I watched Sicario, and I don't ever want to go to Mexico because Sicario
Believe
is a
it.
scary ass movie, and I watched it literally the week before I went to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and I
Nice.
was terrified. And it says, okay, so then it says, also, we still don't know why he's bringing everyone along. Does the estate need workers? Or was he
Okay.
actually planning on ditching everyone at some point? Because he sure as shit wasn't telling anyone about Mexico and Daniel did some snooping.
Okay. Again, I don't understand what the issue is with that, but you know,
Yeah, who cares? Take me to Mexico.
take me someplace where
It's warm.
they don't have a government that probably blew up all the towns like they did in the US.
That's true. That's very true. Maybe they didn't care. They're just like,
Right.
whatever. But this reviewer backed me up
Well,
in a roundabout way.
they probably copied you. So,
They did. I think they listened to the podcast and
I
they
think so
copied me.
too.
Damn
I
them.
think so too.
No, thanks. I appreciate that. It's flattering to me. Okay, my last question is, was Chris's kill a mercy kill? We haven't touched on Chris in our whole podcast recap, but he did go off and go on his own little adventure. He explored one portion of the plane, ended up having to kill this random survivor.
Yeah.
Before that, he
With
took.
his spine hanging out,
Yeah, it was gross.
how would it not be a mercy kill? The guy was begging for it.
He was begging for it.
His
But
spine was hanging out.
before he did kill that random survivor, he seemed to be having a little bit too much fun taking out those walkers.
I had written down earlier on my notes, Chris on the plane seems like he's working out some issues. And so I thought, oh, dude is kind of going psychotic here. He seems really odd.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. 'Cause yeah, I wrote down the same thing. I said, well, very similar. I said maybe we've had it wrong all along. This is the story of how Chris, or of Chris, and how he ultimately becomes a villain. All of his loss, his pain, and you definitely can tell even before the zombie apocalypse hit. You know, 'cause remember back in that one scene where he was recording the stuff in the street, and people were cheering him on because the cops were trying to take away his camcorder.
Yeah.
And it was like that moment of validation for him that, like, oh my gosh, these people like me.
Yeah.
So we know that he's struggled to assimilate or identify with others. And so when he's stabbing those walkers in the head, he seemed to be having a little bit too much fun with it. Last week, he seemed to be having a little bit too much fun
Would
with
you
it.
come up for air?
No. Okay. Yeah. What's
Please.
up? What's happened?
He seemed like he was very upset about having to kill somebody that was obviously still a human, and he seemed disturbed by it when he was finished. So as soon
Did
as
he?
he did to me, as soon as he was done, I felt like I felt better about him, that he wasn't a psycho like I was beginning to think. Now, he did kind of seem weird when he came back out and he had the blood on him, and he sort of seemed like it was a badge, maybe, of honor. I don't know.
And Alicia asked him, "You kill one. Why wouldn't he? He would have came out and just said, I had to put this survivor down." Why wouldn't he say anything? And you know, the way he hesitated, and he just kind of, it was like a yes, and then he
Why
had
would
like the
he?
creepy smile.
Why would you want to put that on somebody that I found this guy that was alive in there and his spine was hanging out the back of him and it was terrible and he was begging me to put him out of his misery
I'll
and
tell
I
you
had to
why.
do it? Okay, let me. I know why you would. Because you would hope that she would take your head and pull it to her bosom to
No.
comfort you.
No, I'll tell you, mine has nothing to do with the characters on the show. Mine is a very selfish reason, and it's because I want to see this in the show. So, it's been pointed out to me that I see things that I want to see in shows,
Okay.
which I mean, that's the whole reason why we watch them, right? I mean,
Exactly.
But you know, sometimes I am blind to what actually takes place. And
that's
it's not,
why
but,
I'm here.
Yeah, no, it's very true. You're more of the realist when it comes to what we're viewing on the screen. For me, I tend to wander, and I think big picture and like down the road and theories and how I would like to see the story unfold.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, like, you know, a lot of people, they'll be like, oh, well, you can't catch the details in the show. It's not that I don't catch the details. It's that I don't want them to be true sometimes. I want them to be the narrative that I'm creating in my head, because for me, I think that's the most interesting narrative.
Okay.
To me.
So far, you sound like a douche. So why are you saying this?
Because now
I'm like, what is the deal?
Well, no, I mean, but do you not do that as well? Or do you, I feel like you don't do that as much as I
no,
do.
No, I don't. And that's why we make a great team. Yeah. I'm actually paying attention to what's going on right then. And you are putting together these theories and these thoughts. And I think this is where they're going. I don't do that.
Yeah.
So that's what makes this interesting. Who said something to you about it? And do I have to beat them?
Uh-oh, putting on the mom pants.
Exactly.
Mom jeans, yeah, right now.
You fuck with my son.
those mom jeans you have.
I don't have any.
Not anymore. You don't have them. You had them.
Everybody had them in the 90s.
Yeah, everybody definitely had the mom jeans in the 90s.
Wait,
you were like younger than me.
I was younger.
The mom jeans then.
Watch Friends.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Okay.
But...
don't be throwing that on me. People don't know me, and you're going to start throwing out mom jeans, and they're going to think, oh, I can picture her now. She's got sensible shoes and mom jeans.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, all they got to do is follow you on Facebook, and they see all your selfies that you post on Facebook.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Move on.
Whatever. You've perfected the art of the selfie on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But yes, this is very true. And no, you don't have to go beat anybody up. Okay. I understand this about myself. Now, I've never explained it on a podcast. I've never came out and said that that's what I like to do. I'm coming out right now.
Okay.
This is my out party.
Okay.
That, in case anybody's ever wondered, like, are they like, God damn, Justin, just focus on what's happening. Why are you not catching that this is what's going on? It's not that. I mean, sometimes it is that because I'll watch the episode on my phone because I'm just super busy with life and sitting in traffic for 2 hours.
We all do that. Okay.
Every night.
Mm-hmm. So, we all do that.
Hey, this is my therapy session.
I'm like, what is the deal here?
You're my therapist.
Awesome. You're awesome and perfect, and we all love you. So.
No, it has nothing to. I don't care about people telling me I'm awesome and perfect. I guess we just never broached this subject whenever it originally happened. Had to do with our Walking Dead finale podcast.
Yeah.
It never came up. So, and I'm not going to get into it now. And at this point, everybody, you've already heard all of our main thoughts on Fear the Walking Dead. So this is just.
Are we going to have like a side podcast about, you
my
know,
feelings.
Uh-huh, your feelings? I mean, we can do this if we need to.
I mean, I always wanted us to have the podcast where well, it wasn't my feelings podcast. That would
no.
that would maybe last 30.
I would have okay, lots maybe. Of Skype issues that yeah. I suddenly would have to.
Exactly. What did you say? No, that would definitely not go. That would be the definitely least interesting podcast in the world. But I did want us to do our one podcast that we talked about for a long time.
And we may still do it.
That was the love and sex stuff with my mom or something like that was the name of it.
God, that wasn't the name of it.
Yeah, it was.
But
no,
that's so, oh my God.
Okay.
So disgusting.
The reason why it was called that, I totally ripped off, Greg Miller and the Kind of Funny, group. They have a YouTube channel and they do, they do a video series called Love and Sex Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, oh my God, it's the perfect creepy name. All I have to do is add with my mom at
you
the
add,
end of it.
You add with my mom to anything and it comes out creepy.
Yeah,
you know?
It does. It comes out uber creepy. I mean, even if you're like, I went to church with my
With
mom.
my mom, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that just sounds awkward.
God, love and sex stuff with my mom.
It's a perfect name. It was gonna be our, you
You know,
know.
we could still do it, and it's like the whole, yeah, the whole walking naked thing. When you
Yes.
put mom and son in there, we got so many hits off of it just because the creepers
Yeah,
that
and
thought that,
reviews that told us that we were creepy because of it, which I'm like, just because we're not creepy people. We just have a good relationship in the sense of we like to talk with each other. So, but yeah, if you want us to do love and sex stuff with my mom, please just let us know.
You know, Hank might want to do love and sex stuff with your mom now that he got all my pictures downloaded
Yeah, that had to have been uber embarrassing.
his iCloud. God, it was the worst thing ever.
Kelly made the mistake of uploading all of her pictures to the cloud by accident,
It was an
and
accident. Every one of my pictures that are on my phone.
yeah,
I mean, think about that, people.
she takes a lot of selfies that she posts on Facebook. Who knows?
Exactly, the ones that don't make it.
Yeah, the ones that don't make it on Facebook. But yeah, I'd love to hear from everybody that listens to this podcast. What are you thinking about Fear the Walking Dead these days? Are you more on board after this episode? Did it draw you back in? For me, it did. Like I'm revived. I'm like, oh yes, this is great. This is such a fun episode to continue the series with. And I also want to know about love and sex stuff. So if you want that in your life, it's gonna think Dr. Drew, but with
Okay.
us.
Yeah.
We have absolutely no license to talk
No.
about stuff like that.
Which
We have
makes it
no
that much better.
yeah, we're no authoritative figures on that kind of
Yes.
stuff. So but yeah,
Our
just
advice means nothing.
yeah, pretty much. Just like always. So
Yes.
all right, I think that wraps it up because I'm just rambling at this point. So
I think it does wrap it up. But it was a fun episode. So I mean, podcast and show. So thanks for
yes.
hanging out with me, Justin.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let us know who was right on the Dumbass of the Week too, because I was right. Kelly was wrong. All right, you can email us thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Just search The Walking Naked. Thanks so much for listening to our thoughts on Fear the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 3, Ouroboros. Final thing, I'm gonna give it 3 bacons out of 5.
I give it, I'm an, for Fear the Walking Dead,
No.
for Fear the Walking Dead, because I have to have it on the scale that's curved. I mean, it just has to be, I give it 4.
Okay. All right. That's fair. It was a good episode. Excited for next week. See what happens with Strand. So thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week to discuss episode 4.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell you something.